Doink.
That was Chris 200 checking in with Pizza Babe.
Pizza, you know, it's Chris 200.
Hi, Chris 200.
He's too busy listening to Chris 200.
It's really hot.
Hi, Chris 200.
That is on to. Hi. Ooh, ooh.
It's Bill. He ain't got any of that damn money. He ain't got no woman either.
Chris 200 with Audio On Demand, February 1st, 2008. Check me out at wonderhit1.com. Leave me an email at chris200@gmail.com. Or do whatever you need to do to make yourself happy, I guess. Well, let's take a look here at what I got here. Okay, input guitar in line. Okay, now what is that all about? Input and playback. Okay. Not sure what that's all about. What does this do? We're in stereo. This is mono. Hey, that's much better. Because we are feeding it a mono signal, I guess. Sounds better, I guess. Okay. Well, it's Friday, and you know what? It's awfully nice out today. And I don't know what the temperature is. It's warm. It's above freezing, so that's pretty good. I'm headed home. It's about 4:30. I'm at 3:21. I wonder what that means. 3:21. That can't be my mile marker. 3:21. No, that's not right. Well. You know, sometimes, you know, at Google, they've got this thing called 20% of your time you should spend on other projects. Well, that's what I did today. I used a Google model today and worked on some other projects. So, what else is going on? Yesterday, I was in a little bit better mood. I talked to my friend Jim over in Omaha. Burning up over here. I tell you what, I'm burning up. I'm burning up. I'm burning up. Yeah. Checked out some bank accounts and stuff like that. Got myself straightened out there. What else? I took it kind of easy today at work. A lot of people gone in the afternoon. So I took it easy. and I'm headed home. I think I said that already. This will be my fifth cast in a row here in 5 days, so kind of a record for me. I really don't know what I'm going to talk about. Other than I got to pee. I should have peed before I left. I didn't get a comment from Zilla last night, so I don't know if he doesn't like me anymore or what. Listen to Pizza Babe last night. I guess, you know, it was good for us that didn't know what happened back in September, October with her. And I guess we kind of know a little bit more of that story now, don't we? If you check out Pizza Babe. Is this input or out? That's out. See, I thought my little M-Audio device here, I could do two channels. I don't think I can. Well, I can, but not at the same time. And here we go, getting it up to 75. Got the sleep study tonight. Other than that, I don't really have anything planned for this weekend. I'm actually kind of looking forward to the sleep study. Maybe I'll actually sleep a decent night tonight. I don't know. We'll have to see. Still pretty tired. I think I'm going to go and get some Provigil, unless it came today. I don't know. It's coming from New Jersey or somewhere like that. I'm not happy about that. Serving dentistry since 1977. Gosh, you know, I really don't have anything to say. I didn't really do a lot of news searching today, other than, you know, what I heard this morning on the radio. I heard it a couple times, and I couldn't believe it the first time I heard it, because I thought I was in a dream state or something like that, but there's talk out there that Microsoft, or Microsloth, wants to buy Yahoo. Now, that is very interesting. I know Yahoo has been struggling lately against the Google, and you know, I was really kind of a Google person there, Yahoo person there for quite a while, and just recently I've been starting to migrate more and more towards Google as far as the email and that sort of stuff. The new Yahoo email interface really kind of sucks. Very Java Ajax-y type of thing going on there. I don't use the new interface. I continue to use the old interface because it's just faster. Darn trucks throwing me around on the road. So, what does it mean for Yahoo and Microsoft if this thing did get together? I mean, they really offered them a lot of money, from what I understand, a lot more than what they're worth stock-wise. I I don't know. I don't know what it means. I don't. Is it because of ad revenue? Is that what they're interested in? Microsoft, are they interested in ad revenue? Is it the search engine part of it that they're interested in? Are they interested in some other, you know, little piece of Yahoo that... that was weird. Some piece of Yahoo that we're not all that keyed about. Is that what they're interested in? I don't know. I don't know. It's a taxi cab behind me. I feel for the person that had to pay that bill. He's headed back towards Omaha, it looks like. If he comes up alongside me, I'll be able to see what taxi company he's with. Suddenly, here he comes. Cornhusker cab. Four ride for the price of one. I can't tell what, where he's out of, if he's out of Lincoln or Omaha. He very well could be out of Lincoln, picking somebody up in Omaha or somewhere along the way here. I sure do have a lot of road noise today, and I'm not sure why. Maybe my level's kicked up a little bit. I'm really afraid that I'm going to run out of battery life on the recorder here, so... this thing may not actually make it to post. Oh, man. Suddenly.
For Memorial Day, drive home a Kia Spectra for zero down and... oh, yucky.
Turn back the clock.
You know, one of the things that is broken down in the vintage Acura is my FM transmitter. I don't know if it's the cable that I use that goes between the transmitter and the iPod or what, but I have to listen to iPod through my headphones. I don't like doing that. I'd rather run it through the goddamn speakers in the car. Paid an arm and a leg for this stupid FM transmitter, a lot more than what other places have been selling them for recently. I've had to rewire it. I've hacked it and rewired it. It's got a huge antenna that I put into it, and I've had to put new plugs on the back, or the new put a new plug on it several times. I'm not the best soldering person there is. Hey, look at that. Pontiac. Do they still make the Firebird? Does GM still make the Camaro? I thought I read somewhere that GM doesn't make the Camaro anymore, the Chevrolet Camaro. Do they make the Firebird? At one time, that was the car that I wanted, man. That was the car. Now I'm into big luxury cars. This one here is not so big, but it's a luxury type model. I don't mind.
little Phil Collins for you. Why does it sound like I'm over-modulating? Oh man, I am just beat today. I'm beat. I'm very much beat. Beat very much. Beat very much. Beat very much. Beat very much. Oh, bye. Listen to that. That's nothing.
For Jack, which in recent years has been hurt by foreign competition,
our customers are
turning to Asian.
Jeez Louise, man. You know, I can't stand to listen to NPR anymore. I usually listen to it a little bit. It's getting a bit old. Getting a bit old with the election. Getting a little bit old with the war coverage. Gosh, I am still awfully hot. Wonder if I need to turn down one of these knobs on this device. What an asshole, this damn truck. There, that should take... This should... Yeah, there, that's a little bit better. Hello, hello, how are you? Nice to meet you. Get the hell out of my way, USF truck. USF Holland Inc. You know, one cast, I was so damn bored here driving back, I just rattled off license plate numbers. Somebody actually left me a comment that they thought it was actually pretty funny that I just was rattling off numbers. Ooh, 48. What's that? Gosh, this truck is ticking me off. Red Willow McCook, they're from out west. Let me over, you stinking bums. Easy Money from Kansas. Driving a two-door Honda Accord Blue. Come on. Alright, coming on over. Coming over, thank you very much. Now I'm going to have to slow down again. Oh, I don't mind. Jeez Louise. I don't think this guy has got a load. Ooh, that he's got some bad springs or suspension on that truck, because that truck was bouncing around. The rear wheels were bouncing around. Lower down. Mm-hmm. Well, folks, I don't know what else I can say. I'm tired. It's a Friday. I want to go home. And I don't want to podcast anymore. So I'm going to shut her off. I'll let you guys go. This is basically just my fifth and five in a row. Go check out What the Monkey and Don't Eat the Poop. And we'll catch you later. Bye-bye.